The bracha v'atagibra, we talk about Hashem's strength. Yeah, and perhaps the place where we experience that most is in Tchias HaMeis, in the resurrection of the dead. It's far off, it's in the future. Baba Tanya explains there's an element, an aspect of it that's happening right now. How so? He brings the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar explains that when a person sins, when a person does something that's beneath them, when a person does something the way they could have, should have known better, and they do that negative action. Yes, included in that is an aspect of death, the spiritual death there. But the amazing thing is that, as mentioned before, we're down, we're not out. Hashem creates the opportunity for us to be able to grow and to come back to Him. So after we've fallen, after we've died, we can bring ourselves back to life again through Teshuvah. And this is where salvation sprouts. It's Melech Mimis Umachaya, and causes salvation to sprout. The example that he gives is so beautiful, profound, and apt. You have a fruit. It's a beautiful, delicious fruit. Eventually that fruit gets eaten. There are just seeds that are left, and the seed gets put in the ground. Ultimately, what will remain of that seed? That seed will decompose. There'll be nothing left. But it's actually only when there is decomposition that that seed can sprout. It's only when that original seed no longer exists that the shoots can come up. It's matzmiach, it sprouts. And the final result can be so much greater than that which was before. This one fruit can yield hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of fruit. So you think that death was something negative. Actually, if we use it, if we use that experience, if we channel it after it's happened, it can create something so much bigger. Of course, that doesn't mean we do it on purpose. Of course not. But once it's happened, we can channel it. And the way we rise after a fall is so much greater. So much greater than who we were before. Maybe that's because we have more life experience. Maybe it's because we understand so much more. Maybe it's because we took that negative experience and channeled it, turned it on its head, and allowed it to become positive. We learned from it. We grew. He says on a certain level, that's what Hashem does in order to create the world. He pulled back. He was mitzamtzem himself to a place where he was not, restricted himself in order to create space for us. And that created some form of shvira, some form of brokenness. But then after that, there's a process of redemption. How redemption slowly unfolds. And ultimately, through giving us free choice, Hashem allows history to play out so that ultimately he'll be known again in the world, and his honor and glory will fill the world in a way far greater than it was before, as salvation sprouts. So yes, maybe we need to look at things a little bit differently. That death, be it spiritual death or physical death, is just an opportunity to bring life again. So yes, there's decomposition. You think that everything is lost. Not at all. Matzmiach Yeshua, salvation sprouts as a result of that composition. It's such an apt metaphor. It's so powerful. You just have to hold on. Allow those negative experiences not to get us down. Rather, when it happens, to draw something positive from it and allow salvation to sprout.